We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachlish and Chav Yaakov b'Pichlus Elio. We are in Chulin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to discuss Matanos. What are Matanos? So the Torah says in Devarim, Perek Yud Ches, V'zeh yiyeh mishpata kohani me'es ha'am, me'es zovchei ha'zevach im shorim seh. You slaughter an animal, whether it's a shor or a seh. V'nasan la'kohen, we have gift to give to the kohen. Ha'zeroa v'ha'lachayayim v'ha'keva. The zeroa is the foreleg, l'chayayim is the jaw. And the keva is that fourth stomach. So we see from here that there is a special halacha that we give these matanos, zeroa, l'chayim, and keva from any animal that we shall. Says the Mishnah, ha-zeroa v'chalachayim ha-keva no-hagin ba'aretz v'chutz l'aretz. As we had with the many other areas of halacha, this is something not related to the land of Israel. It applies in chutz l'aretz as well. B'fnei habayis v'shalom b'fnei habayis. This is has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And B'chulin, Avalova Mikdash. It applies to a Behemas Chulin, but does not apply to a Korban. Comes to a Korban animal, we do not give these gifts, the Zeroa, L'chayayim, and the Keva to the Kohen. Shehayah Badin, and the Mishnah says, one would have thought through a Kal V'chomer, a logical argument we'd be able to, we should have learned that this should apply to Karbanos. Why? Uma im hachulin she'enon chayavin v'chaze v'shok chayavin b'matanos. So there's something when it comes to Karbanos we had in Zvachim, and that is the chaze and the shok. The chaze and the shok is the chest that we give to the Kohen and the thigh that we give to the Kohen. Chaze v'shok, and the Karbanos of Shlomim. So although Shlomim is eaten by the owner, we still give the Kohen the chaze and the shok. So the Mishnah here says, well, when it comes to Karbanos, what's the halacha? You're supposed to give a chazen shok, and yet by chulin we do not. So if it's true, ma'ulin chulin she'en chayavin chazen shok, you don't have to give chazen shok by chulin. Yet chayavin batanos, yet you have to give these gifts, the zeroa and the l'chayayim and the keva to the kohen. Kachim shechayavim l'chazav shok. Kachim is obviously more chomer, so that's kal v'chomer. Kachim, which is more strict, and where we know we do give the gift of the chest and the thigh. Eino din is not a kal v'chomer shechayavim matanos. Shouldn't we certainly have to give these matanos, the foreleg and the jaw, and the keva and the stomach to the kohen. Tamal Amar, that's why the pasuk says in Vayikra Zayin, Va'etein osam le'aharon hakohanim hakohen ulevanav lechokolam. The full pasuk is, when it comes to chaze and shok, it says, ki es chaze atinufa, remember we wave them, v'shok hatruma, lokachti me'et b'nei Yisrael mizivchei shalmehem, Va'etein osam la'aharon ha'kohen ulevanav l'chokolam. So the word osam, these I give to Aharon and his children for future generations, the chazeh and the shok. Ein lo ela ma she'amar be'inyan. What does he get? What do them get? Whatever is written here. Osam, we're going to give you only these, chazeh and shok. That implies that you don't get other things. So when it comes to a karbon, it's true, you have this logical argument, and one would have thought that you'd have to give the matanos as well, but it says, chazen shok, osam, only these are what you get from the karbanos, from the karban shlomim, and not anything else. Perek yud mishnah beis, kala kachim, shekadam mum kavua lehekdeshon. You have an animal that was designated to be brought as a karban. And now, and there's a mum kavua, it has a blemish, which disqualifies it from being brought as a kohen, as a karban. And this mum kavua existed even before you designated it as hekdesh. You really should not have designated it at all. So here we're talking about such a case, and viniftu. And such now, such an animal, since it's a baal mum kavua, it's not a temporary mum, it's a permanent blemish, you shouldn't be makdish it at all. You should not have done so. But here you did so. You violated it, and you were makdish it. So the halacha is that kedushas damim, there's no kedushas aguf, no inherent now kedusha, because it's not cannot be brought as a karban, but kedushas damim it has. It has a financial kedusha, like giving money to the Beis HaMikdash for any purpose. And therefore, they are redeemed. And what do you do with the money after you redeem them? You bring karbanas with them. So the Mishnah here speaks about kachim, where the mum kavua preceded you being makdash, and you are makdash, which you should not have. Viniftu, and then of course you're going to redeem them. Chayavin bibachora. If these animals, after you redeem them, gave birth to a bechor, let's say, that animal has kedushas bechorah. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Why would I have thought otherwise? So if this bechor were born to the animal before the mother was redeemed, so then that bechor also has kedushas damim like the mother does. Remember, you designated a mum, let's say this mother animal, this female animal, which was pregnant, and you designated it to as a carbon, which it cannot be. You should not have done so because it has a mum kavua. And now it gives birth to the bechor. So if you didn't redeem it, before you redeemed it, it gave birth to the bechor, that bechor also has kedushas damim, and it does not attain the status of bechor. The same thing is true when it comes to kedushas taguf. The status of if you have a bechor, have an animal that has physical sanctity, kedushas aguf, so that has inherent sanctity. That bechor, the status, the kedushas bechor does not take effect on an animal that already has kedushas aguf, so it won't take. It will not take effect on an animal that has kedushas damim either in this case. So if you redeemed it, the mother, so then the animal gives birth to has a regular status of a bechor like any non-kadosh animal. But if you didn't redeem the mother, the kedushas damim now gives the bechor also kedushas damim and does not have the status of a bechor. Uva matanos. What does that mean, matanos? This you redeem the animal, right? So now there's no kedusha anymore. So since it's a regular now chulin animal, the zroel lechayan and keva, the foreleg, the draw, and the keva have to be separated and given to a kohen like any other chulin, any other non-holy animal. And what else? So once again, these are kachim where the mum preceded it, and then you redeem them. The chayv bechora uvematanos v'yotzin lechulin lehigazeiz ulehayavei. Another halacha. After you redeem them, so now they're considered chulin with respect to the fact that you're allowed to shear them and you're allowed to work them. But if you would, let's say, be makdish an animal that didn't have a blemish, and then it had a baal mum, and you redeemed it, you wouldn't be able to do giza and avoda, as we'll learn later on. So that's a chiddush here. Since you redeem them, you're allowed to work them, and you're allowed to shear them. Uvladan v'chelban mutter, uvladan v'chalavan mutter lachar pedonam. And the vlad, the offspring, and the milk is mutter after you redeem them as well. That's just another application of this idea that we treat them as chulin. Since you redeem them, so the offspring is mutter and the milk is mutter. It's not kadosh at all because you redeem these bali mumin where the bal mum preceded the hekdesh. V'hashochatan balchutz. Let's say you shech them outside the azara potter. You're not chayv kares. There's because since they have a mum, they're not fit to be brought inside. Therefore, there's no chayv kares for shchutei chutz. Vein osin temura. And this would be true even before you redeem them. And it happens to be the previous halacha is also true. If you shech them outside the azara, even before you redeem them, if you redeem them, certainly there's no question, it's l'chulin. But I shechted this animal even before you redeemed it. You shecht it outside, you put it from kares, because even though it hasn't been redeemed, it has a mum, and they can be brought on the mizbeach. So there's no chiyuv of shchutei chutz, of shechting a potential carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the enosim tamura is also halacha that applies even if you didn't redeem them. What does it mean? Does it mean tamura? So tamura, from the end of Parshas Bechukosai, where you take the animal that's kadosh and you now transfer the kedusha to another animal. You're not allowed to do that. And generally the halacha is that the original animal remains kadosh and the new animal is kadosh as well. So what this Mishnah is telling us is that if you said zu tamura zu, oh, this other animal should be in exchange in the kedusha of this first animal in our Mishnah, the one that had a mum before you makdish it, and then you makdish it, even if you didn't redeem it, if you transfer kedusha to another animal, it doesn't make tamura. Why? Because it's not holy. It's a baal mum, and can't be brought as a carbon. And this is before it, even if you were not poded. If it mesu, and if these animals died, that would be the case in the Mishnah, before you redeem them, yiftu, you can be poded them, you can redeem them after they die. Even though after they die, the only thing you can do with them is they feed them to animals. And normally the halacha is that you can't redeem karbanos if for the purpose of feeding them to dogs, let's say to animals. Nonetheless, since these animals in our Mishnah don't have inherent sanctity, physical sanctity, kedushas aguf, but rather just Kedushas Dam, and you can be poured to them after they die. And even though when it comes to being Pode Kachim, it says, which means that it has to be appraised by the Kohen, these don't, what we call Ha'amada and Ha'aracha, these do not need Ha'amada and Ha'aracha. Chutz ben Abachor ben Amaser, except a Bachor and Maser Behema, that is an exception to the rule in the Mishnah. What does that mean? So here's a case, if you had a Bachor or Maser Behema where it had a blemish before you were makdish it, like our case in the Mishnah, it had a mum, a kavua, where you're not supposed to bring it as a carbon on this Maser Behema or this Bachor, and then you were makdish it, nonetheless, Kedusha is going, a full Kedusha is going to take effect on it, not Kedusha's Damim, but rather Kedusha's Aguf. Why is that? Well, because the Bechor is Kadosh Merechem. Even a Baal Mum has, it has Kedusha from the womb already. A Tam with a Tamim where it has no Mum, it can be brought on the Mizbeach. The Baal Mum is eaten by the Kohen, but nonetheless it has Kedusha. And Maser Behema, it says Ha'asiriya Kodesh Lashem, Lo yivaker bein tov l'ra, which means whether it's a tam or a baal mum, the tenth animal is kadosh. So a bechor and a maser, even though they have a mum, they have kedusha. They're an exception to the rule that we just mentioned in the Mishnah. But now comes the opposite halacha. Kol shekadam hekdeshin es mumon. Let's say you makdish the animal when it was a tam, when it was a tam, when it's tamim, when it was without blemish. And then a blemish developed. O mum over lehektation. Or let's say, before you were makdish, it had a mum over. A mum over is like, it's not considered a mum because it's going to heal. So therefore, there's kedushas haguf on these animals. You were makdish them. And then afterwards, a mum kavu developed. But that's after you were makdish it. At the time you were makdish it as a carbon, you designated it as a carbon. It did not have a mum kavua. So, and viniftu, and then you're redeeming a yotze l'chulin. Nonetheless, since they had chal upon them, kedushas haguf, so piturim in abachor, as opposed to the first case in the Mishnah was chayavim abachor. If they give birth to a bachor, in the previous case, we said it has the status of bachor. This does not have the status of bachor. It has no kedushas bachor at all. Because when it comes to psulei hamukdash, when it comes to where something was kadosh, and then became disqualified, let's say with the mum, it says katzvi v'cha'ayal in Devarim Perek Yud Beis. What does that mean? It's like a deer and it's like a hart, a gazelle. Matzvi v'ayal piturim et abachor, the Gemara says, just like a tzvi and an ayal are exempt from bachora. Why? It says, kol abachor asher yivaleid bivkar chavitzonecha. Tzvi and ayal are wild animals, are chayos. So it has to be a behema. So, but we compare the behema that has a mum that became pasul to be run as a carbon, like a tzvi and ayal. So, in what way? The same way tzvi and ayal don't have bechora, so to psulei hamukdashin. If you have animals that were holy, that were designated, and they didn't have a mum, and now they became, now they have a blemish to become disqualified, and they were redeemed, even if they give birth after they were redeemed, those children are patur min bechora. And umen amatanos, the zeroa and the chaim, the keva that we give to the kohanim, and that's why this mishnah is here, does not apply to we mentioned them in the ratio where the mum kavua preceded and therefore never had kedushas aguf. So the regular rule of matanos applies. It's a chulin animal, but not in this case, because this case when you designated it, it did not have a mum, so it has kedushas aguf. So even after you redeem it, you don't give matanos from the animal to the kohen. Veinom yotzim lechulin ligazid lehave. And also, you're not allowed to work them, and you're not allowed to shear them, even though they were redeemed based on the pasuk Devarim Yud Beis Tizbach va'achalta basar. What do we learn from there? Tizbach va'achalta ein lecha bahem elazvicha va'achila. Oh, what are you allowed to do when it has a mum becomes pasul to be brought as the korban? You can slaughter it and you can eat the meat. But that's all you can do. You can't shear it and you can't work it. And if they became pregnant, let's say, before you redeem them, and now after you redeem them, they gave birth. So, and certainly, if they gave birth before you redeemed them, the vlad, the offspring, is aser. It's kadosh, and it can't be redeemed. And all of the milk is going to be aser. Because we learn from the v'achalta basar, basar means from the flesh, but not chalav, and not the milk that it produces. V'hashochaton b'achot, and if you shech them outside the azar before they're redeemed, chayef, you're going to be chayef for shchut echot. This animal, though it can't be brought as a carbon, because it has a mum, nonetheless, they had kedushas aguf, yichai for shchut echos. Now the Gemara says, we're speaking of now, why should that be? It still has a mum. So the Gemara says, the type of mum we're speaking about is what we call dokin sheba'ayin, is the cataracts. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds that if you would bring an animal that had a cataract, a mum, and you put that on the mizbeach, that mum is not so bad, you can leave the animal there. Im alu l'mizbeach lo yeridu. We learned that in Zvachim Perek Tes. Therefore, if you would shech such an animal with such a mum, that a mum that's really a light mum, that if you placed the animal on the mizbeach, you could leave it there. So if you shech them b'chutz before you redeem them, you're going to be chai v'shchut echutz. Halacha doesn't follow that, however, because since the animal can't be brought as a carbon, you've shecht and bachutz, you're going to be potter. The osin tamura, but tamura will take effect before you redeem them. If you transfer the kedusha from this pasul bal mum animal, where, remember, the mum only came after you were makdish it, so the halacha is it with that other animal will have kedusha as well. The imesu, and if these animals die, the ones that you designated as carbonos, and only developed them afterwards, if they died before you redeem them, ye, the Mishnah says, ye kaveru, they have to be buried. Why? Why can't you feed them to dogs? Because you're not allowed to redeem them. Ain podim es hakachim lahachilim l'klavim. You're not a redeem kachim. You're not allowed to redeem kachim. The only thing you can do with them is feed them to dogs. As opposed to the case in the Reisha, where the mum was there to begin with, then there's no problem with redeeming them in order to feed them to animals.